South Africans are gearing up for tomorrow's annual Black Friday, followed by Cyber Monday specials. But along with the hype, there's also a warning for consumers to be mindful of overspending this year. This comes against the backdrop of rising fuel prices, inflation, surging in whole sorts of things like food, etc. We discussed Black Friday with Payflex, the first and largest player in South Africa, which allows consumers to shop now and pay later. A COO of Payflex, Chris Olsen, joins us on the line. Chris, a very good morning to you. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Hi, gentlemen. Good. Nice to be on the line with you guys. Good morning.
So, some reports suggest that since COVID, there has been a decline in terms consumers shopping on Black Friday. Do you have similar stats?
Actually, our stats indicate there's a slight increase, actually, now that we've relooked at our stuff. But, in general, I think that people are a little more cautious about Black Friday than they have in previous years. And the reason is that, you find a lot of people get caught up in the hype. There's buyer's remorse after the fact, and then they start returning products and so forth. So I think there's more responsible, purchasing on a Black Friday. But, this Friday we are expecting some record levels, for Payflex specifically.
Are more people starting to take advantage of these specials online as compared to prior to COVID? We know online became something that people started to use more as a result of lockdown and restrictions and those kind of things.
Absolutely. I think what people are starting to realize is that, the comfort of actually shopping from behind your computer or your phone, not having to get into the car and go through to a retailer, spend petrol and or taxi money or whatever it may be, they get the products ordered online, they get it delivered to them online, and online shopping allows the actual retailer that doesn't have to spend too much money on brick and mortar to provide more specials to the consumer. So it's a win-win scenario for the shopper and for the retailer.
So what do the stats tell us if we go a bit deeper? Is the number of people shopping on Black Friday increasing, or is the amount spent also increasing?
Yes, I think that there's definitely more of an amount in spend increasing, that's for sure. We're seeing, people, spending in terms of the value of the purchase, almost 20% higher in terms of value. So, for instance, fashion is 29% up, electronic 27%, children's products 11%. Those are the kind of spend categories where we're seeing an increase in spend value.
Is the demographic of who shops on a Black Friday changing somewhat?
I think that the younger generation was always more comfortable with online shopping, but we're starting to see the older generation, and I don't like to talk about millennials and things like that, but we do see quite an increase of older shoppers actually becoming more comfortable with online shopping. So there's definitely an increase in the older generations that are actually getting more and more used to the fact that technology is actually working to their advantage.
So what's the expectations this year? What kind of predictions are there?
Well, we're expecting a 60% increase from a Payflex perspective year on year. The number of shoppers that we've actually acquired as we bring on more and more merchants that are using our services has obviously increased our customer base. So that obviously works to our advantage as well, but it's also working to the merchants or the online retailers' advantage as well. So, we are expecting somewhere between 60 and 92% of an increase in customers buying online on Friday via Payflex specifically. There is obviously the industry standard, but there's a number of stats out there that people like to quote, but there's definitely a general a value increase of customers. Our customer base has doubled since 2021.
So, we were having a discussion just before you joined us on the program about whether it's the big retailers that score and small businesses that actually lose out during this period of the year where they can't manage to match the specials of these mega retailers like your Makro and Game and others. Is that true?
I think more in the electronics space, definitely the smaller retailers, their margins are extremely small. So for them to be able to offer the types of special that you see that the bigger retailers are doing, like Incredible Connection, for instance, they're not really going to be able to match that. However, there are certain products that they can sell that definitely increases their sales. And I think it boils down to the creativity of how they offer their services and or products to the shopper base. Because there are some really good deals that you can actually get through the smaller retailers. But yes, the larger retailers do tend to take a lot more or get a lot more attention on a Black Friday than any of the other retailers. I mean, they've got a huge marketing spend that they will do for Black Friday. I mean, you know, I get emails and SMSs from the larger retailers almost three times a day. So it just shows you the kind of effort that the larger retailers are putting into it. And obviously the smaller retailers can't match that type of coverage. However, from a Payflex perspective, we do work with our, we don't treat a large retailer differently to a smaller retailer. We provide the same level of exposure to our customer base for all of our retailers. If you go onto our website, you'll see all of the retailers that shop with us. That use our services. You can search for specific products on that page. So you can actually start to filter, if the consumer has the time and puts in the effort, they can actually find themselves some really good bargains. And it doesn't necessarily mean it's from the bigger retailers either.
Finally then, how does Payflex work? You buy now, pay later, no interest, no admin charges, nothing?
Absolutely nothing at all. If you keep to the agreements that you've signed up with Payflex, then it's absolutely at no charge. So let's use an example. Customer goes on and onto one of the retailers, buys a product for a thousand rand, and says, I wish to use Payflex as my payment option. They'll provide us their name, their email address, their cell phone number, and their ID number. We'll do a very quick, within a matter of seconds, a quick background check at the credit bureau on them. If they pass those requirements, we say, great, you've passed. You only have to pay 250 Rand today on the day that you order. And then you'll get your product of 1,000 Rand tomorrow from the retailer. But then every 2 weeks going forward, we're going to debit your card for the next installment of 250 Rand, another 2 weeks thereafter, and so on and so forth over a six-week period. The most important thing to remember is that we do require customers to meet those payment dates. Because there are costs involved if they miss that payment. And then we will charge them a penalty fee, unfortunately. But there is no interest involved in the entire transaction at all. So you keep to your payment dates, you land up paying 1,000 Rand for a 1,000 Rand product split over 6 weeks.
How then do you make your money?
We charge the retailer for the use of our services. So we'll take a small commission for every order that we get for that retailer. From our for the customer placing their order through Payflex and paying for it through Payflex at least.
And you can make purchases locally as well as internationally through Payflex?
Only locally at the moment. We only accept South African retailers as our merchant base at the moment. We don't open it up to international merchants. However, we can have if you're going to be taking the pay in full option, it's only for South African citizens or anybody with an ID, a South African ID, so you can have a naturalized citizen. But we cannot accept international customers because we can't do credit and background checks on them. But there is nothing stopping them for purchasing with a local retailer with an international card, but they would have to pay in full. So if they're buying something for 1,000 Rand, they'll pay 1,000 Rand.
All right, Chris, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Great, thanks. Suleiman, thank you very much for your time as well. And all the best for Black Friday to all the listeners.
Thank you. That was the COO of Payflex, Chris Olsen, talking to us about the Black Friday special. So he's saying that the interest is actually increasing. They're expecting bigger numbers, bigger spend. Although some have been suggesting that since COVID, people are a bit more reluctant. He's saying they're more cautious, but the spend is the same, if not more. Interesting. Yeah.